Blind Boone's Pianola Blues. They said I wasn't smooth enough to beat their sharp machine, that my style was obsolete, that old rags had lost their gleam and lunge, that all I had left was a sucker punch that couldn't touch their invisible piano man with his wind-up gutless guts of paper rolls. And so I went and told them that before the night was through, I'd prove what the son of an ex-slave could do. I dared them to put on their most twisty tune, to play it double time while I listened from another room, past the traffic sounds of the avenue below. To play it only once, then to let me show, note for note, how that scroll made its roll through Chopin or Bach or Beethoven's best. And if I failed to match my fingers and ears with the spinning gears of their invisible pneumatic piano scholar, I'd pay them the price of $1,000. And what was in it for Boone, you might ask? Might be the same thing that drives men through mountains at heart attack pace. Might be just to prove some tasks ain't meant to be neatly played out on paper and into air, but rather should tear out from lung, heart, and brain, with a flare of flicked wrists and sly smile above the 88s. And, of course, that ever-human weight of pride that swallows us when a thing's done just right. But they were eager to prove me wrong. They chose their fastest machine with their trickiest song and stuck it in a room far down the hall from me. They didn't know how sharp I can see with these ears of mine. I caught every note, even though they played it in triple time. And when I played it back to them, even faster, I could feel the violent stares, heard one mutter, "Lucky black bastard," and that was my cue to rise, to take a bow in their smoldering silence and say, "Not luck, my friend, but the science of touch and sweat and stubborn old toil. I'd bet these 10 fingers against any coil of wire and parchment and pump." And I left them there to ponder the wonders of blindness as I walked out the door into the heat of the sun.